Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Hi, this is Jeff Nelson with the Nishna Valley Credit Union. We're sponsoring an identity theft seminar May 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building. We have a gentleman coming in who is a nationally certified identity theft risk management specialist. He's going to talk to you about the various ways that identity theft is becoming more and more prevalent in today's society. 46% of all identity theft nowadays is due to driver's license theft. Your pill bottles that you throw away in the trash. People are getting information off of those that can really do a lot of harm. The Atlantic Police Department is going to be giving a short presentation on identity theft problems right here in Atlantic, Iowa, and it would surprise you at how much of that is going on. This seminar will be sponsored by the Nishna Valley Credit Union for the benefit of the people of Atlantic.
In high school sports around the region last night, Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls Track and Field Championships held last night. It was Harlan winning the team title with 149 points, Creston the runner-up with 120, Glenwood placing third with 100, Atlantic had 71 points for fourth place, Denison was fifth with 61, Shenandoah, Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, Lewis Central, and Red Oak round out the rest of the field. A couple of highlights for Atlantic last night, both came from Allie Krogman. She won the 3,000 and 1,500-meter titles last night, and for Allie, that is the fourth time she's won both of them. She's a four-time conference champion in both the 3,000 and 1,500 meters. Also last night for the champion Harlan Cyclones, Abby Sonderman took the discus title. Jess Shaben won the high jump. Harlan also won the 4x8 and shuttle hurdle relay titles. They won the distance medley title, the 4x200-meter title, and the 4x400-meter title, along with the sprint medley title. Also, Michaela Evers of Harlan took the 200-meter title last night in leading them to the championship. On the boys' side at the Hawkeye 10 Championships, Glenwood won the title with 141 points. Creston with 105 was second. Harlan third with a 103 total. Shenandoah was fourth with 55. Lewis Central fifth with 39 points. Atlantic heads the second five with 37, followed by Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, and Denison. For Atlantic, they got a championship last night out of Tyler Hovey as he won the discus title. Glenwood had championships in the 4x4, the 4x1, the distance medley relay as well. Also, Glenwood got a championship in the 4x800-meter relay and individual championships from Derek Jones in both the 400 and 400 hurdles, and Mark Abrams of Glenwood took the 1,600-meter title to lead them to the championship. Also in track and field last night, Tri-Center hosting the Trojan Girls Relays. Trainer won the title with 123 points. Tri-Center was second with 78. IKM Manning with 69.5 was third. Audubon with 69 points was fourth. Exira EHK had 49 for fifth place. Boyer Valley, Maple Valley, AHST, Underwood, and Missouri Valley finish off the top 10 with St. Albert, West Harrison, Logan Magnolia, Nottoway Valley, and Cam finishing off the rest of the field. Among the individual event winners, Shaylee Rath of Trainer took the high jump. Kaylee Blake of IKM Manning won both the shot and discus titles. Audubon's Dana Johnson took the 3,000-meter title. Tri-Center won the 4x800-meter relay title. Emma Conkler of Audubon won both the 100 and 200-meter titles. Audubon took the shuttle hurdle relay championship. Sarah Schlichty of IKM Manning won the 400 meters. Shaylee Rath of Trainer won the 100 hurdles and also the 400 hurdle events. AHST took the 4x200-meter relay. Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center, a winner in the 800 and 1,500 meters. Also, Exira EHK won the sprint medley. Audubon took the 4x100 relay and Tri-Center the 4x400-meter relay title. In the Nottoway Valley Boys Invitational Track Meet last night, Mount Air won the championship with 85 points. Nottoway Valley was 75, the runner-up. Martinsdale St. Mary's was third with 68. Griswold fourth with 65. I-35 with 59 points was fifth. Central Decatur, Melcher Dallas, Pleasantville, Bedford, Adair Casey, the top 10, followed by West Central Valley, Clarinda Academy, East Union, Corning, and Southeast Warren. Among the event winners, Colton Graham of Nottoway Valley took the 3,200 meters, while Griswold won relays in the 4x2, 4x4, and 4x800 meters last night. Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls Golf Championships held at the Carroll Country Club last night saw Kemper Catholic win with a 365 total. Atlantic with 391 was runner-up. Clarinda placing third at 396. Harlan with a 404 was fourth, and Lewis Central at 407 fifth. Denison, Shenandoah, Glenwood, Creston, Red Oak round out the rest of the field. Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic was medalist with an 87. Atlantic had three golfers in the top 10. Brooke Fletcher placed third with a 91. Caitlin Walter of Atlantic shot 94 for sixth place, while Bailey Walter's 97 put her in 10th place in yesterday's meet. Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Golf Championship saw Creston win the title as they shot a 291 total. Kemper Catholic was second at 298. Harlan at 301 was third. Atlantic shot 321 for fourth place, and Lewis Central at 340 was fifth. Denison, Clarinda, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Glenwood are the rest of the field. Individually, Travis Olson of Atlantic shot 74. That was low for his team and put him eighth overall. Ben Nelson shot 81. Evan Schuler 82, while Sam Markham and Nick Berry shot 84 to help out the Atlantic effort. Also in high school golf yesterday in girls action, it was Trainer beating AHST 212 to 245. Jennifer Owens of Trainer, medalist with a 51. Also in girls golf, Audubon beat Underwood 193 to 222. Susie Byland of Audubon was medalist, shooting a 44. Also in boys golf yesterday, it was Audubon over Underwood 164 to 200. Michael Byland of Audubon was medalist with a 37. Also in boys golf, Trainer beat AHST 177 to 220. Todd Schmidt of AHST was medalist, posting a 39, while Villisca shot 188, Bedford 202, and Lennox 214. As Villisca wins that triangular, Cole Sunderman of Villisca led his team, shooting 42 yesterday. In tennis yesterday, the Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Championships went like this. Glenwood, the team champ, with 25 points, just ahead of Red Oak, who was second with 22. Harlan and Lewis Central tied for third with 16. Creston had 15 points for fifth. Denison and Kemper Catholic were sixth with 13 points apiece. Atlantic placed eighth with 11. Shenandoah and Clarinda round out the rest of that field. In soccer last night, girls action, Atlantic a 1-0 shootout winner over Creston. The two teams played scoreless through regulation in a couple of 10-minute overtimes. They went to penalty kicks, where Emily Mitchell, Allie Hosfeldt, and Cassie Long all made their shots for Atlantic, while Marin McNeese made three penalty shot saves to help notch the win over Creston. Also in action last night, Sioux City East beat Denison by a score of 6-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In Major League Baseball action last night, Lance Lynn gave up three hits through five scoreless innings to become the Major's first six-game winner as the St. Louis Cardinals held on for a 9-6 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 5-2. The Cubs beat Atlanta 5-1. The Marlins over Houston 4-0. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-1. San Diego over Colorado 3-2. And the Dodgers beat San Francisco 9-1. In the American League last night, Willie Middlebrooks homered down each of the lines. David Ortiz and Dustin Pedroia also went deep as Boston pounded the Royals 11-5. In other American League action, it was Cleveland sweeping two from the White Sox, 8-6 and 3-2. Texas pounded Baltimore 14-3. The Angels over Minnesota 8-3. Seattle beat Detroit by a score of 3-2. Cole Hamels has had his next start pushed back a day by Major League Baseball. The Phillies left-hander has begun to serve a 5-game suspension from MLB for intentionally throwing at Washington rookie star Bryce Harper on Sunday. Hamels admitted after the game that he tried to hit Harper as a welcome to the big leagues gesture. Hamels plunked Harper on the back with two out at the bottom of the first inning. Harper eventually stole home during the inning, but the Phillies rallied to beat the Nationals 9-3. Also, Nats outfielder Jason Worth has undergone surgery on his broken left wrist a day after suffering that injury while trying to make a sliding catch against Philadelphia. Worth is hitting .276 with three homers and 12 knocked in the second season of his $126 million contract. The Nationals say Worth will be out at least 6 weeks. Boston pitcher Daisuke Matsuzaka tossed 4 2/3 scoreless innings Monday night for AAA Pawtucket in the third of his scheduled 5 rehab starts as he works his way back to the Sox after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Milwaukee Brewers manager Ron Renicki says shortstop Alex Gonzalez will undergo season-ending surgery to repair a torn ACL in his right knee. The LA Angels have placed right-hander LaTroy Hawkins on the 15-day disabled list because of a broken pinky finger on his right hand. San Francisco reliever Guillermo Mota has been suspended for 100 games by the commissioner's office after a positive test for clenbuterol. The 38-year-old right-hander is just the third major leaguer to be penalized twice for positive drug tests. Well, Iowa says the tickets for its season opener against Northern Illinois at Chicago's Soldier Field this fall are now available to the general public. The Hawkeyes say tickets range from $60 to $80 for the neutral site game, which will be held on September 1st. Iowa says nearly 15,000 of its season ticket holders have already purchased tickets for that game. Well, the Minnesota Vikings could be closer to getting a new stadium if they're willing to pay another $105 million for the privilege. The Minnesota House has approved a plan to build a $975 million stadium for the Vikings, but with a big boost in what the team would pay. The amended plan that passed 73-58 Monday night would raise the Vikings' share to $532 million, or about 55% of construction costs. The team already has said that it wouldn't pay more than $427 million. The Senate will consider its own version of that bill. In the NBA last night, it was San Antonio beating Utah 87-81. The LA Clippers topped Memphis in overtime 101-97. In the National Hockey League playoffs, the New York Rangers beat Washington 3-2 in overtime, while Phoenix beat Nashville by a score of 2-1. In golf, Fred Couples has withdrawn from the Players' Championship because of an illness. Couples is a two-time winner of the Players' Championship, the last title coming in 1996. He was eligible this year because he won the Senior Players' Championship. And Phil Mickelson has been inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame for 42 wins and four majors in a career that's still going. Mickelson was inducted along with two-time major champion Sandy Lyle of Scotland, writer Dan Jenkins, British player and broadcaster Peter Allis, and LPGA player Hollis Stacey. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.